This is Season 6, Episode 5, Fine-Tuning Responses, How to Improve Output Quality. In the last episode, we covered how to add background knowledge to your custom GPP to make it more informed. Now we focus on how to refine and fine-tune responses to make them more accurate, relevant, and useful. By the end of this episode, you will know how to refine instructions for better accuracy, how to adjust response style and formatting for clarity, how to eliminate vague or generic answers, how to test and improve responses iteratively. Let's get started. Step 1, identifying issues in GPT responses. Before making improvements, it's important to identify common issues in GPT responses. Here are some frequent problems. First, responses may be too vague or generic. Instead of giving clear details, GPT might use general phrases without useful information. Second, answers may be too long or too short. Some responses might provide too much unnecessary detail, while others might lack depth. Third, GPT may not sound natural or brand consistent. If it doesn't match your company's voice, it can feel robotic or impersonal. Fourth, GPT may struggle with formatting. For example, it may return long paragraphs when bullet points or numbered lists would be easier to read. Fifth, GPT may not prioritize the right information. Sometimes, it may focus on minor details instead of answering the key question. By recognizing these issues, you can refine your GPT to produce better, more useful responses. Step 2. Refining instructions for accuracy. To improve responses, you need to give GPT clearer instructions. For example, if responses are too vague, try this instruction. Provide specific details and concrete examples in all responses. Avoid generic statements. If GPT adds unnecessary information, try. Keep responses concise and relevant. Do not add extra details unless requested. If responses lack professionalism, use. Ensure all answers are written in a professional and business-appropriate tone. If GPT is too technical for a general audience, refine it with explain concepts in simple terms, avoiding jargon whenever possible. Precise instructions guide GPT toward better quality answers. Step 3, adjusting response style and formatting. The way responses are formatted affects readability. For better clarity, you can tell GPT to use bullet points for lists instead of long paragraphs. Use numbered steps when explaining processes. Summarize key points first, then provide details. Example instruction. When explaining a process, break it into clear, numbered steps. Use bullet points when listing multiple items. Example GPT response before formatting. To increase website traffic, you should focus on SEO. This includes optimizing keywords, improving page speed, and building backlinks. Another strategy is content marketing, where you create blogs and articles relevant to your audience. Social media can also help by driving engagement. Running paid ads is another good option, and email marketing can re-engage previous visitors. Better formatted response after refining. How to increase website traffic. 1. Optimize SEO, improve page speed, use relevant keywords, and build backlinks. 2. Create content, publish valuable blog posts and articles. 3. Use social media, engage with your audience through posts and interactions. 4. Run paid ads, increase visibility with targeted ads. 5. Leverage email marketing. Re-engage visitors with newsletters and offers. Formatting makes information clearer and easier to absorb. Step 4. Eliminating generic or incorrect answers. Sometimes GPT gives vague, overly broad, or incorrect answers. To fix this, guide GPT with ensure all responses are backed by specific details from uploaded reference materials. Avoid making assumptions. If the answer is uncertain, respond with, I don't have that information, instead of guessing. Use precise language and avoid filler words like might or could possibly be, unless necessary. This prevents misinformation and improves reliability. Step 5, testing and iterating for best results. Once you've refined your GPT's settings, it's time to test responses. Ask GPT a variety of real-world questions based on your business use case. Example test prompts. Write a customer service email for a delayed shipment. Create a LinkedIn post promoting our latest service update. Generate a response to a negative online review. After each response, check, does it provide enough detail? Does it follow your brand's tone? Is the formatting easy to read? Does it avoid unnecessary information? If anything feels off, go back and adjust your GPT's instructions, formatting, or style settings. Example prompts for fine-tuning GPT's responses. First, if GPT is being too general, try this. Ensure responses include at least two specific details or examples. Second, if responses are too formal or robotic, try this. Use a natural conversational tone while maintaining professionalism. Third, if answers are too long, try this. Keep responses under 150 words unless additional details are requested. Fourth, if GPT lacks structure, try this. Format responses using clear headings, bullet points, or step-by-step instructions. Fifth, if GPT gives incorrect information, try this. Only respond based on the uploaded reference materials. If the answer is unknown, state that information is not available. These refinements help make GPT more polished and business ready. Now it is time for your action task. Step 1. Identify common issues with your GPT's responses by testing a variety of prompts. Step 2. Refine GPT instructions to adjust response accuracy, tone, and formatting. Step 3. Test again by asking GPT business-related questions and checking if responses have improved. Step 4. Continue adjusting until responses are clear, accurate, and well-formatted. Step 5. Use your refined GPT in real business scenarios and observe how well it performs. By the end of this task, your GPT will produce more polished out, business-friendly responses that align with your goals. Next time, we will explore how to use advanced prompt engineering techniques to make your GPT even smarter. We'll cover how to craft multi-step instructions, role-based responses, and dynamic interactions. If you want to take your GPT customization to the next level, don't miss the next episode.